This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. A key U.S. ag senator sees the Biden Indo-Pacific Economic Framework as a poor substitute for the U.S. re-entering TPP, now called the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership.
I think it's better than nothing, but not much better than nothing.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley argues the Biden team doesn't want to get back into the TPP that President Trump pulled out of and sees the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework as a substitute.
I'm glad that they're trying to make up for some of the lost ground, but I think it's sad, particularly for agriculture, because the prosperity of agriculture depends upon exports. I'm just a little sorry. Well, I'm mad that they aren't being more aggressive in negotiating free trade agreements.
And so, bottom line?
And the answer is no, it's not effective as being in TPP.
Japan and others in the Biden framework complain it lacks commitments on market access, namely reducing tariffs. The framework also leaves out key U.S. trading partner in ag and semiconductors, Taiwan, for fear of offending China.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.